When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. John 15, verses 8 and 16. Introduction. We were created to contribute, fashioned to bring who we are and what we have to the human mix to add some measure of benefit. This was true even in Eden's unmarred paradise. God said to Adam and Eve, in so many words, add to it, work the ground, and the two of you be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth. Jesus elevated the concept to another stratosphere by taking individuals he'd given abundant life to, and by the power of his own spirit making their contributions matter, not just temporally, as he did with Adam and Eve, but eternally. God means for us to be profoundly effective. That longing in us to contribute, to do something worthwhile, isn't just a self-consumed dream. If we follow Jesus, that's what we can hope to expect from life. And being fruitful isn't some stale and banal duty. It directly affects how happy we are, because engaging in what God is doing is the only thing that gives us true satisfaction and peace. God wants you to flourish in Him. Every last thing He plants in your life is intended for that purpose. If we give ourselves fully to His faithful ways, mysterious and painful though they may be at times, we will find that it's all part of the process that enables us to grow and bear fruit. The Bible is full of God's promises for us. In this book, I've captured some of my favorite promises about the abundance Jesus has in mind for us. Please join me as we walk through 31 precious promises from God's Word. Beth Moore. When you feel as though your life lacks purpose, Psalm 138, verse 8, the Lord will work out His plans for my life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. In life, so many unexplainable things happen that can make a person feel like everything is one enormous accident. Some dots never do seem to connect. Your present job may appear to have nothing to do with your last job. You may feel like what you were trained to do has no link to what you're actually doing. We long for continuity, for some semblance of purpose, anything that might suggest we're on the right track. Instead, we feel like ashes, leftovers from a bygone fire blown aimlessly by the wind. We feel like we're not even important enough to be forgotten, because we were never known in the first place. Our perceptions can be very convincing, but God tells us the truth. Nothing about our existence is accidental. We were known before we knew we were alive. We were planned, and as a matter of fact, planted on this earth for this moment in time. When you grow impatient waiting for your life to change. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Have you ever wondered why God goes to the trouble of sanctifying us? He could instantly zap us into His image the moment we decide to follow Jesus, or He could transport us into heaven the moment of our conversion. Why would He opt for taking us through the long, drawn-out process of planting, watering, pruning, and harvesting? Why would He choose to slowly grow what He could have simply created already grown? Why on earth would He go to the trouble to plant a garden forced to sprout rather than commanding it into existence full bloom? Why leave His desk and get His pant leg soiled? Because God likes watching things grow.